Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox, original founding member of our Brain Trust, retired tax attorney, college professor, author, and generally all-around smart guy, and he's our good friend. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've got some ideas, which I always love hearing about, with your learned background and career and the writing that you've done in your books, about what the tax code, how the tax policy in America should look like. Share those with us.
Well, let me just throw out a crazy idea, Jim, that the individual income tax actually would become a tax on income. And we would eliminate all the special rules and now allow about 45% of all income to escape taxation. So we would add up all our income, all the profits that businesses have, and we'd have a basic standard deduction, much like under the new law, a standard deduction that varied with household sizes. But we'd eliminate all of those special and arbitrary rules for certain income, certain personal expenses, certain businesses, certain households, and the rest. And so what I'd like to say is that if we did that, tax rates for everybody could be way, way lower than they are today. Straight off.
Well, part of those tax advantages were used years ago to drive the economy, right? To get people to borrow money and be consumers and buy houses. We were trying to develop the American dream, right? That's where it got its origins.
Right. But I'm going to ask your listeners just to think about, I mean, this is radical. I'm not saying that it should be done overnight, but to think about an alternative in which you no longer have itemized deductions. There are three major itemized deductions that remain today: the home mortgage interest, state and local taxes.
And you're talking about for personal people, not for business.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the individual income tax.
Individual,
that's right.
Yeah.
Just to focus on that for a moment, because under the new law, only about 10% of all taxpayers are supposed to itemize their deductions. The new standard deduction has greatly reduced the number of itemizers. It used to be about 30%. So let's take that. Why should the top 10% of all income earners with high mortgages be able to deduct their interest on their home mortgage, deduct their state and local taxes up to $10,000, their charitable contributions?
Well, the new bill kind of heads in that direction, doesn't it? Because of the taxes.
Everybody get a standard deduction? And no one gets, for example, the $10,000 deduction for state and local taxes. A lot of people were saying, well, that avoids double taxation. It isn't double taxation. All of that money goes to state and local services and products. It has nothing to do with federal services and products.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no double taxation. It simply subsidizes high tax state.
It subsidizes legislatures in the states.
Sure, because they know that their high-income taxpayers aren't going to reject the higher taxes, state and local, because they get to deduct it against federal taxes.
Of course, I'll remind them what an accountant reminded me about one time. My accountant, I was thinking about making a really cool, sexy purchase one time in my business, and I said, but I can write it off. And my accountant said, yeah, but you're not in the 100% tax bracket.
Right, and that's true, but again, 90% of all taxpayers now are not going to get itemized deductions. So why are we saying that's in the public interest? This is the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it in the public interest that's a 10% with a higher?
Have you done any research? One of the oxes that you're slaying in your plan is home ownership deduction of the home mortgage. You do away with that, and so. So do you have any research to show how that would affect the economy, society, our American way of life, anything like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of research on it. And again, I'm not saying do it overnight. You have to carefully phase in these reforms because you don't want to disrupt the economy. But the fact is that the home mortgage interest deduction does not significantly increase the number of homeowners in this country. Canada, Great Britain, and Australia don't have anything like that, and they have the same home ownership rates as we do. Mainly it allows people to buy bigger homes than they would do otherwise.
Right.
And economists that the home mortgage interest deduction drives excessive amounts of capital into home ownership and away from small businesses being able to borrow to expand and the rest. So it makes their interest rates higher. So overall,
well, the younger generations may move society in the direction to where your ideas could be less disruptive. You see my point? Because they're thinking about home ownership is a lot different than yours and mine was.
That's right. And owning a home, the government again is saying that we're encouraging certain people to own homes and to borrow a lot in order to buy it. And I'm saying the government shouldn't be taking that position. Home ownership has value to certain people. Many people rent, and those people don't get any deduction for renting, yet the rents that they pay are disproportionately a higher share of their income than the interest on home ownership is for homeowners. So
right.
Renters are in a tough position. Overall, I think that you could eliminate the $10,000 deduction, and you would have a positive effect for the economy. You're not penalizing the other 90%.
Right.
You have to subsidize the state
mm-hmm.
and the people in those states that have the richest people. On the
well, you and I have been talking about this for almost 20 years, and I think society, I think demographically, the demographic waves are going to move the attitude of Americans in your direction over the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, I think that home ownership, if you're going to subsidize anything, it would be for the most basic home.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break and come back, talk about some other issues after this break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.